Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James Arroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is August 1st, 2012.
And this is episode 435.
Anyway, so what is
this? We're still steaming over Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, when speaking of that, oh my God, Sater is at KFC right now.
I love KFC.
I love KFC.
Did you guys ever see I forget the place, but they did the KFC thing with John Goodman, the video.
Oh, I saw that today.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's funny.
Is it new?
Yeah.
Is it the real John Goodman?
Yeah. But he's pretending to be the Colonel. Yeah.
Isn't he kind of fat for that?
The Colonel's fat.
No, he was not fat. Not that fat.
First of all.
Rude.
That's Kathy Bacon. She probably Molly. Doesn't want her whole name spelled out.
Oh, excuse
That's
me.
That's her real name, so okay. We're going to have Hold to beep
on.
That out.
Hold on.
Anyway, Lurker Bacon totally blew up your Facebook post about Chick-fil-A today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to read them in order. I did not. However, I did offer to help the neighbor girl speed up the delivery of her baby with a walk, glass of wine, and some blank ends with an X.
Xanax.
No, sex.
Oh.
Because they say if you have sex, it could help bring your baby.
But Xanax and alcohol is better.
She's pregnant.
Baby.
You don't want to do Xanax.
A wine and one Xanax isn't going to hurt a baby.
Speaking of bikes and crashes.
But it doesn't help the baby come out.
Speaking of bikes and crashes, Ricky, what did you do with your bike and do you miss it? Also, your kitchen color is the same color as my daughter's room. So how did you and #P choose colors and are you done decorating now?
My bike is at work. I ride it so like if I go to Subway or somewhere for lunch, I ride it to the store and back. Which I'm probably going to bring it back to the apartment now since we're near the lake and I can ride it on the lake.
And you can ride it here.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not riding.
Are you done
street.
Decorating? How'd you choose your colors?
The colors were my decision and we will just decorate as we go.
Do you have swag for Pride 48? Give me more reasons to be sad that I'm not going.
Well, first of all, you won't see our faces. That's why you should be sad.
Yes.
And we all might be Donna Sugar.
We all may just be a version of Donna Sugar.
I'm really thinking that the pink carpet should be us as Donna Sugar.
Where are we going to go do the shopping for this?
There's all kinds.
And where are we getting wigs and platform shoes and birdseed?
Hollywood Mirror and
I cannot fit anything in there.
Ragstop.
In neither one of those places.
Girl, okay. Ragstop caters to the big girls too.
Anyway, I think other podcasters who listen to this who are going to Pride 48 should also do Donna Sugar's and we should all just go as Donna Sugar's.
I can't do Donna Sugar's voice, I don't think.
We don't have
Well, hello, darlings.
You just gotta
I can't do that.
You just do a drag queen voice. It doesn't have to be her voice. It could be low. Lurker Bacon also says, Where is everyone? Bye. And anyways, Lurie Dean told me he loved me today, so I'm just giddy. Go ahead and delete all my comments.
No, we're not gonna delete them.
Tim Pearson, we have no Chick-fil-A in Alaska, so not going there today was oh so easy for me.
I have a question. Where was Sarah Palin when she went into the Chick-fil-A?
Probably not in Alaska.
I don't know.
And my other thing is, I cannot believe people in the United States still care what the fuck she says. I mean, that is so retarded.
Listener Amy, fuck Chick-fil-A, hate a gay, laugh out loud. Kathy Lurker Bacon, I love the Foul Monkey Hijackers. Please next time discuss peanut butter pooping.
Well,
peanut butter pooping. I have done that before.
What?
What?
When
what
I was a kid, what when is I was peanut like butter pooping? Six. Well, to me, it is. I had so much peanut butter that it like stopped me up, and then when it was time to come out, it looked like peanut butter, and it was runny, and it was gross.
Peanut butter's not runny.
I don't know if I've ever.
No, my poop was, and it was the color of peanut butter.
Heard anyone say anything about
brown and brown
peanut butter poop before?
Neither have I.
Listeners, what's peanut butter poop to you?
Yeah,
what's peanut butter poop to you? Poop that looks like peanut butter.
I guess
with peanuts.
I guess it would be. I don't know. creamy or chunky? I guess lots of questions on what kind of peanut butter we're talking about.
Ooh, I hate babies, chunky peanut
baby's
butter.
Baby's poop is either peanut buttery or mustard.
Or green, kale green.
Or you could go into the brands. Is it kind of like Peter Pan or Jif or Skippy?
Or generic, oily.
Or natural.
All natural. I'm thinking more natural.
Ew, oily discharge.
So apparently on episode 431, somebody had asked us about the Higgs boson, and they enjoyed our discussion. But apparently I said Atlanta, South Carolina. Why would I say that?
If you did,
I think
true.
You did, and we made fun of you for it.
Maybe. I don't remember that. I remember saying, "Oh, I think he has a place in Atlanta or South Carolina," but
You're not going to say his name.
Well, Snurble. Okay. Yeah. He chats more on Google Plus.
It could have been from Atlanta or South Carolina, where the "or" was on.
Or the Torontos.
The countries of Torontos.
Assholes.
And
I also love the fact that Bjorn was not thrilled with us for our episodes a couple ago, which I still didn't...
I still didn't re-listen
to see what we implied. Because remember, it wasn't what we said, but we implied something about Bjorn.
Didn't we say something about Santa Claus porn or something?
You fit that in every time you say his name, so I don't know if that's new.
I don't know. I can't remember what we talked about. I don't really go back and listen. So
he did send us a picture of a hot sauce warning that says this hot sauce will make you bleed from your anus.
No, we already had that.
We're done with hot sauce.
No more hot sauces. That shit was hot.
So here we have like three calls from JD.
Yes, we do have three calls from JD.
JD from SD.
Can we talk about Pride 48 first?
Well, before we talk about Pride 48, I think we should listen to this voicemail from Donna Sugars.
Oh, okay.
Hey there, foul monkeys.
Oh, that's not Donna Sugars.
Ladies, can I point out the fact that they all say K7 at K7.net? So it's kind of hard.
Okay.
So sassy.
Get the fuck off my back.
Well.
You need to get the belt out.
Hey.
Well, hello, darling.
Hello.
At the tone, we're 48 days from Pride, 48 week in Las Vegas. Oh. See you there. Kisses. Bye.
Goodbye.
Yes.
I love her.
I'm telling you, we need to go to the pink carpet as Donna Sugars.
I just see myself in a nice red dress. Sparkly dress. Pride 48, you guys. So you don't have to listen to the Pride 48 talking.
Ramble.
So
Redhead also needs to dress up. I'm hoping he's coming.
He should not wear a red dress because he has red hair.
No.
Or he should not wear pink.
He could wear orange. He'd look like a carrot.
What the hell? You can't wear red shoes with a pink dress. What are you, fucking stupid?
Really, guys?
Sater.
Really?
Sater, I know you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
You need to dress up like Donna Sugars.
Oh, he called us too. It's on Google. I think there's a Google call on there.
We all need to dress like Donna Sugars.
We do. Pride 48 is September 14th through the 16th.
There's no turning back now. Plane tickets have been purchased.
They have been purchased. And we will be there. And it's going to be fucking awesome. And we will be recording. We don't know the schedule yet, but 48 hours of podcasting to help maybe gay people in Africa.
Weren't they signing up that schedule? Did you put our name down on that schedule? Because I thought they were already doing like...
No, they haven't asked about the schedule yet.
I'm pretty sure they did.
No. Okay. I haven't gotten anything in the email. Okay. So, and I think somebody would have already contacted me. Right?
Because I'm that important.
I don't want to do 10 o'clock in the morning.
Unless
again.
They're going to put us at the worst time again. Like the very first show.
Oh,
that's
we
live.
Cannot do that. And we still have to do our show. We still have to think about what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll probably plan it on the plane.
Right. I sound weird.
Because you were away from it.
Yeah. I don't know.
So make sure you guys come out. You'll meet a bunch of fun people like Melinda, Marissa, Miranda.
Yes.
She's excited.
Melissa the Confused.
Thank you very much for your donation again. I think she's back in America now.
In the Americas.
She's in the Americas.
She's in America.
She's Merkin.
She's wearing Merkin.
She said she was working on her wardrobe, and I was like, what wardrobe?
By the way, we do have a Twitter who did say, I would like to give your podcast a listen, but you've got such a huge back catalog, I'm at a loss of where to start. Suggestion?
I answered him, he never said anything back to me.
We should start in the Chicago.
So I don't know if it was a spam bot or not. If you're a real person, let us know.
Well, how would that be a spam bot?
It happens.
No, but
that detail?
I don't think it is. However, I am curious, Mr. I'm assuming your name is Adam from Florida, who likes to do theater and has a wife and a teen and a baby.
Oh, he's new.
And he does a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We are spreading out to some crazy demographics.
I am really intrigued by all of the new straight listeners that we have.
Straight? It married happens. Guy listeners.
It happens. The Penis Explosion has a bunch of straight guys that listen to them. But they're also fucking nasty and always talking about pussy and tits. And,
pretty much.
You know, vaginas, bleeding vaginas, ripped assholes, you know, whatever.
Daily occurrences for them.
I love them, yes.
Taylor, what's up, girl?
So, yeah.
I've got like 40 other voicemails.
Yeah, let's go.
With those.
Let's do a phone call. We ready?
Phone call.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call.
Fucking technology and shit.
See, that one was different too.
I don't get this.
Hey there, foul monkeys. It's JD and SD. I finally listened to our episodes that I was on. Enough about that. It was a lot of fun. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Leroy and Waylon for inviting me into their home and making me a nice dinner. It was very good to see you guys again, and look forward to coming again. It was nice to meet you, Ricky and Tony.
Wait, what? Let him finish.
And thank you, Ricky, for calling me skinny, even though I think I'm not.
He's definitely getting thinner.
Okay, he is. And
he's skinny, and no thanks from, you know, for me for letting you be on the show. What the hell?
Because you weren't here.
I was here.
Was he here?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why you met him in the provider.
I don't care. Your absence has been
whatever.
Great.
He's a listener. Oh, you let all
no
listeners.
No one cares.
You let all listeners on the show if they want.
Yes. I'll pretty much let anyone on the show except for
a
handful of people.
Especially now because we don't record at your house, so they can just know where we live instead of you.
Okay, let's get back to JD.
It was a lot of fun. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing well back in SD, where it's beautiful, but I love life is poop. Anyways, I'll call back with an ask the expert question. Take care, boys. Bye now.
I love how people are so sensitive to the fact that when they say that, they're like, am I saying it right or am I saying axe?
Axe the expert.
Here's another phone call. From him.
Hi there, boys. It's JD in San Diego again, and I have a question for an expert. This just happened to me. I feel like crap and awful and weird, but anyways, I met a guy last week. He's very nice, really into me. I had no idea he was into me. I thought he was into my friend, but my friend, no, he's into you. We've gone out on a few dates.
See, Brown.
No sex, though. We like each other. We both like, I think we both agree, like, we think there might be something there. You know, like I said, we've gone out like 3 times, no sex.
Oh.
We want sex.
Oh.
I kind of wanted it now, but anyways. Well, earlier today, I got a message from a friend on Scruff that I had a crush on, but he lives out of town, and he just so happened to be in San Diego today. And, well, he wanted to come over, so I said, great, I'll text you my address. So I did. I got a reply from the guy I met last week that we've gone out on a few dates and I really like. And he texted back, yeah, I know where you live. I think you mistexted. What do I do? I feel horrible. I mean, we're not committed or anything, but what a bad impression. Anyways, there's the question. Wish me luck. Thanks.
Well,
ouch.
Should we listen to the third message? Since
that's awkward.
I don't think we should call somebody to ask that. I think we should just discuss.
But isn't there a third message that he answered?
The outcome.
The outcome?
We should say what we think and then listen to the outcome. Because I don't remember the outcome. So
first of all, I would need to know what the actual text message said.
Yeah.
If it was like,
oh, hey.
Dirty.
No, the text message said, here's my address.
Then, that's easily lied about. Easily lied about. and talking about how a friend was coming over for dinner or for lunch.
Or I have a coworker. I know that I work from home, but I have a coworker in town that he was going to pick me up.
You guys sound experienced.
No, it's just... no,
this is being on your feet.
This is basic gay manipulation. This is what all of our friends do to all of us at any conversation we have with them.
Yeah.
Can we go to the movies tonight? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've got a friend from out of town. The few of them just say, oh, yeah, I'm leaving the party early because I'm going to go have sex.
Right.
You know, some people have...
I wonder who says that.
Some people have tax, some people don't. But a lot of people... This is an easy one. This happens all the time. I accidentally send text messages to people.
Are they dirty?
No.
Have you ever... I did this at my last job. I sent an email to my boss talking about her.
No. Because if it was stuff like that, then I would double, triple, quadruple check that shit.
It accidentally happened to a coworker.
I recalled it. I recalled it so damn quick. And it's just like, why did you recall the message? I was like, oh, I was just asking you if you were having a bad day. But then, you know, it just wasn't professional. So I just wrote another one. But I pretty much said,
you're a bitch.
The bitch is here. It was supposed to go to my friend Samantha, and I totally sent it right to my boss.
Totes. So now that we've discussed, let's hear...
What was your...
I agree with you. We were just saying, we were both saying how you need to kind of be on your feet and be like, oh, well, if it's just something simple like that, then it's easily fixed. If it was like, oh, yeah, here's my address, come fuck my dirty hole, then that's a little harder to fix.
That's dirty.
Well, that was one extreme.
Come fuck my little hole through the glory hole.
No, I said dirty hole.
Hi, monkeys. This is JD.
I feel like we need some kind of like Days of Our Lives soundtrack. And these are the gays of our lives. Doo-doo-doo.
I just hope that JD's okay.
SD again. And the guy from out of town that I've had a crush on for years who just totally blew my mind and I would be totally in love with if we lived in the same city. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, all right. I still need to know. I feel bad about the guy I've been dating. Anyways, I had a great night. I'll talk to you later. Even though, bye.
Okay, so it's not depression. It's I'm exhausted because I had amazing sex.
And it's like 3 in the morning because you've been having sex for 5 hours.
Well, it's 4:20. Who does 4:20 our morning? It's 2:20 their morning.
I think he's been taking lessons from Josh. Pretty soon, he's gonna be talking to people outside the country.
Hmm. Okay, no, I think we agree that if it was simple, if it was oh here's my address, be like okay my bad this was to somebody else, and if it was something a little bit more detailed, that's a little harder.
Dating is tricky anyway. I mean, I think if you're just dating someone and it's not like hey let's keep this between you and I. You know, and it's only a couple dates. I think that kind of stuff happens. You know, you're not going to cancel your whole life just because necessarily of one good date when you already have had some things planned. And I don't know.
When the date that you went on didn't have sex with you, so you can just go with the next one and have sex with them.
I don't think that was quite all why he did that.
Yeah.
And he had 4 dates with this guy without sleeping with him.
Three.
Sounds like
JD. I think by the time you get the answer to this,
we'll message
you. It would have been way too long for you to have responded.
So we'll message you.
And you probably would have killed yourself or something. So,
This was also before. It was probably like Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Shit. Girl, message us, not voicemail.
No, well,
or both.
I think obviously it's not that important, or he would have got a voicemail for us.
This is true. His voicemail was really sweet. When he sent us a voicemail the day of our engagement. We're going to see how many times we can talk about our engagement from here on out.
Are we going to change the name of the show?
Engagement.
To engagement. The engagement.
Do you need to put like a, when you edit the show, are you going to put like a bell dinging every time
engagement is said?
Yeah.
Oh, you should do that. Or have somebody count how many times.
Or be like, one!
I'd like to... Myself.
And every album art is going to have like a huge diamond bling on it or something.
Well, with a count.
Well, it's going to have in the corner.
So big, but
it's going to
There's three of them in there. Thank you.
Shit, girl.
Hey, don't look at me. He's the one that bought it.
Shit, I heard. Well, I just said that because you were like, "Why are you gonna have more carrots than me?"
Well, that's like
that was funny.
This is how many carrots. So where?
And you stopped.
So where's my other ones?
And then I was like,
"Those are gonna be mine."
You're like, I don't get this.
No, no, it wasn't. I don't get this. It was a
no, no. It was a. I don't get why that doesn't make sense to me.
No. And then he goes, I literally just
listened to Netted it today. So
you nutted to it?
Yeah, I nutted to it. Love backing off to his voice.
Don't we have one more voicemail?
Of course.
We have a Google voicemail too.
Let's get those done.
Pal Monkey, Ricky, and Lovebirds. Newly engaged lovebirds. Just wanted to say hi and let you know that, you know, I'm really upset. Like, when I heard that you guys were going to get married or, you know, got engaged, I was like, oh, great. There goes Foul Monkeys. It's done. It's done. That's it. And then I also got offended. I was like, you know, what is up with all these gay people getting married and ruining the sanctity of my faggotry? Really? You know, like, why can't we just be fags anymore? But then after...
Mouth of the South is enough of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Just listen to the whole damn message.
Thinking about it all day and listening to the last podcast, I was like, wow, these guys really like each other. That's pretty cool. And I really enjoyed the last podcast, by the way, and I wasn't trying to be shitty. I was just being stupid and funny by saying, you know, the whole thing about me being offended. But anyway,
but you're still a faggot.
Just wanted to say...
You get on with your faggotry.
Congratulations and good luck. And wow, that was a pretty cool cast. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, we got it.
All right, well, hope you guys have a good weekend. All right, bye.
Well, you can rest assured.
Is that RC?
Kyle in Hawaii?
No, that was not.
No, that was RC Martinez.
Was that RC?
Was that RC?
But Kyle called too.
Kyle called. We have two more voicemails.
Oh.
And is the Google one in there?
Yes.
Okay.
So... Don't worry, your sanctity of faggotry is still there because we don't know if we're having an actual, if we're going to get actual gay married. We don't know. We probably will definitely possibly do the whole civil union at some point because the insurance, things like that. But we don't know what we're going to do yet. There's no hurries.
Next phone call.
Hello, Sound Monkeys. It's Kyle in Hawaii.
There we go.
I listened to the episode of Brad and Wayland's...
James.
No, James LeRoy.
Thank you.
And, well, is it Bradley, James LeRoy, and Wayland?
Bill.
Or Waylon? I don't know. The two of you from Chicago. I'm sorry. I'm giving you a shit. As long as we don't have to call you any conjugation of the names from now on, I'll be thoroughly happy. But on a serious note, it's so sweet to hear you guys talk about your proposal / funny way of accepting but not. And
Ricky,
we get it.
Emotional experience.
Someone's jealous.
I'm super happy to hear that you guys are engaged. And no matter when you guys decide to tie the knot, where, how, it's great to hear the two of you sort of making that commitment to one another. And I couldn't think of a better couple to do that. So take care. All my love. And may your future be bright. And...
Oh, God.
It always means...
You Hawaiians kill me.
Anything else? I guess it's because of the voice, let alone. It'd be different if I was in person.
Oh, it would be different because there would be a divorce going on. But
anyway, take care. Bye.
First of all, because that always means so much more when the guy is really hot.
Right. You know what I was thinking? Did we answer RC Martinez's question about what do you do when you hook up with somebody and they tell you it's like some fucked up shit? We never answered his question.
Oh, we did.
Oh, no.
RC, I'm so sorry.
I'm here thinking, like, I don't want to hear about this marriage crap anymore. So.
Well, I guess it depends on... I
have the backstory. I can tell you what it is.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I can't do it on here.
Oh, well, I guess it would depend on where in the dating process it is, because I know that I have not gone on some second dates because of things that someone has told.
Well, he has a partner. He's been with him forever. So this is like a open relationship kind of thing.
Oh, but still.
And this guy is like...
I thought you couldn't tell us.
Well, I'm not going to say the story.
Not going to go details.
But he's like a goody two-shoes, was married, you know, has kids, and, you know, and now he's like...
Super
whatever. But when I tell you the story, you're going to be like, the fuck.
I think it depends there's on no a few factors. I think there's a few factors that it depends on. It depends on how committed you are to each other. It depends on your morals. I mean, yeah. Your beliefs. And it depends on, I guess, if it was something like, oh, hey, Waylon, I totally murdered someone and I got away with it. So if you say anything... Okay.
Okay.
Stop.
Wow.
Rude.
Maybe we need to take that out.
I don't know.
I didn't say what for. No, keep it in.
I think that it's more, I don't know. It really would just depend on what it is, because, you know, there are some things that I guess would be deal breakers and some things that would just be like,
yeah,
okay. You know, some things like, I would rather someone be brazenly honest sometimes than hide it, and then you get so invested and then all of a sudden you're like, excuse me, you used to have 4 penises and a vagina? Like, I mean,
what if you're like getting on, he's like, yeah, I totally like punched a bitch in her stomach and gave her an abortion.
Well, first off, one inappropriate time.
Yeah, if someone, yeah, because then I'd ask, it's like, well, why are we having sex?
Yeah,
if you had sex with a woman, punched her in the vagina and gave her an abortion. There'd be other questions.
With my dick.
Wait, this is plan A.
Shit.
No, this is plan A. There's right. No plan B. Bam. Preventative maintenance.
What?
What if, Waylon, what if I told you I was post?
Well, one, I would say that's some hell of good surgery.
That's some really good surgery.
Some really good surgery. Because, and if that used to be a vagina,
what did your foot look like?
Like, no. That would be the flappiest vagina ever if that thing was sewed into an uncut sole. Because it's not small, people.
And where would the clit be? Like, that would be scary.
No, it would be scary. It would
if
be scary.
If I saw a vagina look like that, I thought it was like the largest like oyster in the world or something, probably.
It would swallow you whole.
Oyster that was licking the...
The salt.
That was disgusting. So, yeah, that's our... I would be like, it depends on what the situation is. Mm. If he's like, I accidentally ran over a dog, but I didn't tell anybody, not so much. I don't really care. But if he's like, I accidentally hit a kid while I was drunk driving, that's different.
Or I just got gangbanged last week without condoms during a bukkake.
Oh my God.
During an Olympic bukkake. Then that might be a little like, can we get tested before we do this?
And I got a gold medal.
That'd be like,
if the gold medal was involved, it'd be like,
a little dirty.
Wow,
that's
impressive.
A little dirty.
Clap.
No, I will not be a lady, and I will be spitting. Mm-hmm.
Miss Bacon messages. Actually, we had 3 messages from the website. So actually, people are going. Miss Bacon said,
hey, listeners, there's a website.
Mm-hmm.
Femmonkeys.com.
Oh, my God. He's just becoming you,
and
it's pissing you off, isn't it?
What? Just putting this out there, if you guys need a flower girl, I like flowers, and I'm a girl. Congrats, cute boys.
Yay.
Oh, thanks, Miss Bacon.
Whatever.
Engagement.
RC Martinez messaged
engagement.
Us. Said, it was fun chatting with you today. Just like I suspected, I was trying to hurry. I promised I'd try to be brief because I talked to him on the phone with him. You know, I don't talk to people on the phone. So it's kind of, you know, I don't like that. And it's kind of even different talking to someone I've never met. But anyway, have a great week. And more importantly, a great weekend. Hopefully it comes soon. I hope the family visit for James and WWW were all good. Yep. I'm anxious to hear all about that shit. And Ricky's misadventures. Ricky's misadventures with moving in later monkeys. So I didn't actually have any. The only thing that was very stressful is I had the furniture truck and the moving truck coming at one time and only one of them went to work.
And wasn't the furniture people hot?
But yes, the movers weren't. And they called us at 9 o'clock in the morning when we were at the storage unit. And they're like, we're here to deliver your furniture. And we're like, no, we scheduled 12 to 3. And they're like, well, you're the only delivery here, so we thought we'd stop by. Well, good luck, because the building's not going to let you in. So they kind of got pissy about it. But they were hot.
Hate nice. Sex.
And the provider left me in the room alone with them.
Mm.
He should have known better. They were Latinos.
Yeah.
Except for one of them had Yanni hair. I didn't like that.
Well, you mean old Yanni hair because he cut all his hair off now.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Does he look better?
He looks kind of hot. It's a little...
Really?
It's a little... I think it's kind of hot, but I like that whole professor look. He's distinguished older gentleman.
I'm going to have to look at the picture.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, he's much better looking now.
Yeah.
We have another message from the website. Can we talk about it? From
and then we need to go Dennis? To our Google.
And then we have phone calls, too.
Yeah. From Dennis?
From Dennis. Yeah, actually, I think we have two from him.
We have two. Bummed.
Hi, guys. Just dropping a note to say hi. My partner washed and dried my iPod Touch.
Rude.
Get a divorce. He bought it for me at Christmas, and now I'm using my old iPod Nano to listen to your pods.
Wait. It's just an iPod Touch.
Right.
It's not like the iPad or your iPhone.
I would love to hear someone...
I would fucking die if the provider washed my phone in my pocket.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
No, but I would die more of washing your iPad in someone's pocket. Like, how do you
pants are those going to be in?
Well, how do you accidentally throw that in the washer?
I don't know.
You do shrink my clothes, so washing an iPod.
You know what? Every single time I'm down there, I'm pressing the low dry, and that's all I can do.
You don't wash silk Hawaiian shirts.
Who wears silk?
They're cheap and you need it for a wedding?
Gross.
Then you don't need it anymore.
Oh my god. It was so comfy. Didn't you sweat like a motherfucker in it?
Oh god, no. It was so cool. It was so
hot. Did it make your nipples hard?
Probably.
I used to wear silk boxer shorts, that's when I was in high school, but I would be like hard constantly all the time. Sorry, Dennis, we interrupted your message. And you know, what you wrote to us is not appropriate for what we're just talking about, but his mother passed away a couple weeks ago and they were very close. She was 64 and died of lung cancer. It has been rough for him. We have been together for 17 years and I felt his sadness. I lost my mom 10 years ago. Next time you see your mothers, tell them you love them. Okay, guys, we'll be listening. Dennis with one N. Well, we're sorry to hear of your mother's passing away, and especially the most recent one.
I hate cancer. Yes.
My dad's birthday is coming up next month. Womp, womp. It's also my brother's and his twin's birthday, so it's a little...
Your brother has a twin?
My father has a twin.
Oh.
My father has a twin.
Dennis also did another message.
Yes. Can someone else read?
Yes. I was going to read the last one, bitch.
Fuck, I have to do all the work.
You got to rest his cock and abrased voice.
Hi, I'm Mickey. Hi, Dennis with one M.
Oh, my God. That's your Donna Sugar's drag voice.
Welcome to Proud 48. This is the
Donna And your Sugar. Name is Latricia.
My name is Latricia.
Latrinsha.
I work at the DMV.
Latrinsha,
and I work at the DMV. Bite my fingernails. And my toenails.
So you're Donna Sugar's post a gangbang. We'll have to be Donna Sugar's in different parts. So you're yes. Donna Sugar's post a gangbang.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. You don't want to be...
I don't want to be post-gangbang.
You can still look like a lady, but you sound like a truck driver. Because you know she would look like a lady. She would just sound like a truck driver.
Yeah. Or she did 15 truck drivers.
Either way, she's going to look like a lady.
Right.
Yes. So Dennis says, hi guys, was wondering if you ever talked about male nipple sensitivity. Mine are super sensitive and get my juices flowing, so to speak. I just thought it'd be a fun topic. Thanks for reading Dennis with one N.
Well, Bradley likes to say that he doesn't like it when I chomp on his nipples, but he does.
No. Chomp?
Chomp. He chomps, he clamps, he punches, and does all this other shit. And I don't like that. I just like the gentleness.
Like
it makes just his nipples like hard. Mm-hmm. And it
like, I like maybe
gets a rise in maybe other
like
places.
Maybe a little, but not like a...
My ex... Cedric, Herb, you all know him. If you've been listening since Florida.
Herb.
His were so sensitive that I could just like barely rub them and he would like come everywhere.
My exes were so sensitive that he would actually wiggle in pain.
Which one?
Not because they were enjoyable.
The pharmacist?
Yes. He actually thought they were
gross.
It hurt. Like if you barely touched them, it was the most annoying thing ever. Which maybe is why I'm taking it all out on Bradley's nipples.
I never got enough nipples. Give me your nipples.
Wait, I never got enough nipples.
And because he doesn't want them, I think now there's a goal to turn him into eraser nipples.
Ow!
That's what he's doing. He is turning my nipples into erasers.
Just the left one.
Well, you know, my nipples are pierced, and I don't even know why I have them pierced anymore.
Oh, I know yours are pierced because I've accidentally
ripped them out.
And didn't remember that your nipples were pierced.
That shit hurts. And mine are sensitive, and well, this whole area is sensitive to me, just my chest area, because I guess I just don't feel comfortable with it because I look like I have double Ds, and I don't want people touching my double Ds. But when my nipples are touched and they're hard, oh my God, it's like crazy.
So the provider spends a lot of time on your nipples?
But not really, because when things are happening, I'm like, no, no.
No, you're like, you're on your stomach anyway.
I'm in the sling.
Oh, right. Right.
No. No, I am a lady. I do it missionary style.
Hey. You were conceived there, so.
No,
halfway down the leg.
No, the twin is gone. Aww. Not Ricky.
No, he was not conceived during missionary style. He was conceived in a sling.
That's what I said.
No, but
wait,
he was
isn't
talking
sling
about missionary
style?
But we were talking.
No, because the other guy's standing up.
You can't talk.
He was just a little slow in the conversation.
Well, the woman.
I'm sorry, I'm doing notes.
The slow
right now.
In the conversation. You're retarded.
I did not say that.
Bitch.
So do we have all the phone calls done?
No.
More phone calls?
Then why aren't we playing it? The Google one?
Oh.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
We already did that.
I know, but it filled the space and the evil look.
Hey there, this is Scott, a.k.a. Cedar69.
Hi.
The Twitters and the Cedar Spear podcast. I just called to wish you congratulations. Congratulations on the engagement. I am so happy for the two of you. It was a pleasure meeting you in Vegas last year, even though I don't think we got to spend as much time as I would have liked to, honestly. But I'm
agreed.
But congratulations. You know, episode 432, the engagement, was really one of my favorite episodes I've ever heard. And I can't put my finger on it why I liked it so much.
Ricky?
How was it? It just seemed cultured and sophisticated. And they were talking about things that I knew and understood. And I just can't figure out what made
you talked about hockey and twinks?
So different. I'll keep thinking about it and try to figure out why that episode was so good. But it was such a good show. So congratulations again, and y'all have a great night and day or whatever the hell it is over there in Chicago, Illinois. It's like a shiny toy.
What?
Waylon will know that musical, but I bet Ricky won't. Ricky! That's it. Ricky, hi there. How are you? It's so good to talk to you. Love your music. All right, bye-bye.
That's from Ren 10-10 on a Roof. Or My Fair Pregnant Lady.
Yeah, I love the fact that he gives you such a hard time when you give him such a hard time.
So, speaking about hard times,
I don't have anybody to go to shows with.
Speaking about hard times,
that is bullshit.
No one invites me.
You know why? Because you won't go. Or
I never said I won't go. I just have no one to go with.
Okay, if we invite you to a show, will you go to it and not do what you do during Doctor Who episode? I don't get why.
I don't get that loud. That's only because I'm drinking.
Then don't drink.
Oh, the TARDIS was on the Olympics. Did you guys see it?
Barely on the Olympics, but I heard it. I get to see it, though. I saw the rerun, though. You have some before I say something.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, speaking about hard and difficult to deal with and stuff.
Thank you for
calling, Scott. Yes. Lala sent an email that said, I think this was in regards to some talk we had on the show a while ago about yeast infections. And she said the older a woman gets.
That's Lauren.
Lala?
Oh, okay. Because there's another Lala too.
Sorry.
She lives in Indiana.
Lala? The older a woman gets, the more prone she is to yeast infections, especially women going through menopause. And on the same page, an age-old way to help heal a yeast infection is to spray apple cider vinegar on it. It's also a way to help cure a sore throat if you can stand to swallow vinegar.
Yummy.
If you can stand to swallow cum, you can swallow vinegar.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So if you don't do Donna Sugars, you should do Victor Victoria. And that's,
is that the half man, half woman?
Yes, and that's the show that it's from.
I don't think so.
So I am a little addicted to fab.com.
I got something today from them.
What did you get today?
Well, I'm going to give it to... Really? I actually
Ricky.
Bought... We're talking about fab.com.
Oh my God, just keep talking about it.
So, well, I got George's birthday gift, but I had another gift that I forgot to tell him about because I forgot I got it. And it takes forever to get stuff from Fab.
Yeah,
why is that?
It's because the people you buy it from ship it to Fab, and then Fab packages it in their stuff and ships it to you.
Oh, okay. I got the horoscope pillowcases.
Oh, nice.
And I got George one for his horoscope, and then I got Tony and I the Pisces one.
I have shipping soon. I just bought some wine glasses, little ones. Mm-hmm. And then also those wonderfully plaid iPad cases.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fun. But this was what I think you need if you have a twin bed, which I know you don't, because it's kind of frightening. It's the Honey Bear twin bed.
I saw that.
And I love the fact that...
That's so scary.
It is very scary. This teddy bear...
That is so scary.
Looks like it is
eat
a child.
It's poltergeist, like clown.
But you can also buy rubber bumper sheets to go with it.
Ew.
So if you listen to this, you should go to Fab and check it out, or you should look up Honey Bear twin bed cover.
It's scary.
On Google, because I guarantee you'll find it, because it's a little scary.
Mm-hmm. I'm addicted to Home.Woot really bad.
I'm addicted to all of them.
And Amazon, now that I have Amazon Prime account.
It's all Bradley's fault. And then Hoyt Look, it's my fault for his being his fault for telling you about it. I try not to look at it anymore.
Well, I'm trying to save up for my bag, so I have not been on Hoyt Look. Because I'm afraid that if I do that.
Those are from Fab. The upside down hanging planters that are going to hang right there.
Weren't those pictures behind Ricky from Fab too?
No, that was from Amazon.
Oh.
That's from, what is it called, Prime? No.
My habit.
I'm trying to find a really cute shower curtain for our bathroom because it's yellow, but I want to get like a Salvador Dali one.
You should get the murder shower curtain.
I saw that. The caution one?
No,
the murder.
The psycho.
It's blood splatter.
Oh, they have caution like murder one too. But I want to get like an artist, like Salvador Dali, or because I have a Salvador Dali picture in the bathroom, and also the Ricasso, the picture that I painted that I called the Ricasso.
Nice.
It's in there, too.
I really liked, though, the
looks like
the CTA bus one from your old place.
Yeah, Lauren threw that away.
She did?
She threw it away.
That's so
cute. I like that, but... And I wanted to originally do my bathroom, like, Chicago-themed, but I couldn't find this other than that shower curtain. Couldn't find anything else.
You could have used one of those fab.com things, the CTA.
I was going to get one of those, but I was like...
There's all kinds
like
of
the poster.
There's all
I
kinds
wanted
of
it really bad.
There's all kinds of cheap Chicago stuff you can find.
Yeah.
So what else we got to talk about?
I think that's it. We have going on live show August 15th.
After this two more recordings.
Four
before the long. After you listen to this one, there'll be two more before
and then
minimum of two more than the live show. Yeah.
Are we gonna do an hour?
Didn't we say we'd do an hour? Then only put one out.
Yeah, we'll break it up into like
two
hours.
That's what we used to do.
Because then people can download it each time.
Or we could just say, sorry about your luck. If you're not there, you don't get to hear it.
I guess it doesn't see how good the show is and if there's a good place to do it.
If we ever get an app, we can keep these shows and give it out as bonus material.
What shows?
Like the live shows.
Right. Or that's where the diarrhea monologues.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too. When do I get to have one?
You don't
record one. You can record on your phone. The Pod is my co-pilot. They do it ever so often on their phone.
Don't compare me to them.
I'm just telling you, when they do their little cafe coffee recordings, it doesn't sound awful.
They're awesome. I wish they would.
And it's just the normal. I asked him once. It's just the normal voice recorder on the iPhone.
I was gonna say something.
Something about my bling.
Oh, hey guys.
I don't see it. Sorry.
Shiny.
It was about the live show.
Well, Pride 48.
48. Oh, I want to do the Let's Have a Kiki video still. Do you guys want to see us do the Kiki?
No, because Ricky really wants us to see us do the Kiki.
I think we should go to the call and film it there.
We easily could.
Mm-hmm.
Especially,
and we could do it with the drag queens.
Well, I don't know about that because they don't have to pay the drag queens because they don't get pretty like that for free. Second of all, we could easily
rude.
We probably could easily do it there because they don't open till 4 and even on the weekends, and we could probably get in before then to do it.
Their last show was good.
The last show was fantastic.
I loved it.
If you're ever in Chicago on the third Saturday of the month, go to the call.
You actually go to actually, as we said in the last show, go to that link again.
They practice the whole month, right? What they're going to do?
I don't know if they practice the whole month, but yes.
They plan it.
The next one is basically kind of a, is it Where in the World? It's like a world themed, but they're doing it again with the Chicago Spirit Brigade, which are like Chicago gay cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one they did with them
was amazing.
Was amazing.
Are they guys and girls?
Yes.
Oh.
And they dance with the drag queens. Some of the guys are hot. And then they do some numbers of their own. And it was actually a lot of fun. And it will be packed as fuck. Which also means that when they're involved, all the money will go to a charity.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Except for the tips to the drag queen. But they'll do like a door thing.
You know what's interesting?
What?
Is the past like couple weeks, I have not been drinking. Like, I'm just not. Like, when I was there that night, I didn't drink at all. I drank water the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I drank.
I know.
Yeah.
A lot.
That night?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that drunk.
What about Sunday at your pit stop when you said you didn't feel good on Monday?
Oh, that wasn't because of the... That was this Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was Monday.
Yeah, that wasn't because of the drag show. That was because we went to Garcia's.
Oh, yeah. Did y'all drink a lot there?
No, because there was a large group of us, and so we had two pitchers of sangria, but it was between four of us. Well, Sunday was the Great Lake Bears beach party.
And you were invited.
I know, but Tony was parking cars, and I had to do my laundry.
And he was going to say he wouldn't come up for his laundry, but then he
I haven't done laundry since October, and I know what it feels like. Oh, I've been watching.
Wait, what?
Okay, it's 46 minutes.
No, wait. You can't tickle twinkle toe right over that. You have not done your laundry since October. You have that much clothing.
No, Tony's done my laundry for me.
Oh.
I do have enough clothing to go through like 2 or 3 months.
So you physically haven't done your own laundry because you've had your slave do it.
Right.
I see.
Now I know what it feels like to work for the Downton Abbey people. I'm addicted to that show. Oh my God, it's so good.
We still need to watch it.
It's so good.
You know.
If you use the Amazon, you can.
I have it all on Netflix. And
we don't have episode one.
And we have a jailbroken Apple TV.
We have it on Apple TV. Okay, so
I would like to have a jailbroken Apple TV.
Frenchie won't do it. He's out of the business. But then you wouldn't be able to have Apple Prime. I don't know. Maybe we could ask him how easy it is. Actually, probably just look it up ourselves.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Bye.
This is Waylon.
This is James O'Reilly.
Ricky.
And this is James O'Reilly.
Ricky.
Ricky. Engagement.
Bye.
Engagement.
We're getting married.
Engagement.
Oh, gross.
Gay marriage.
Stop.
No Chick-fil-A.
No one cares.
We're married.
No Chick-fil-A.
Shut up.
That's what you said. Totally.
I said no Chick-fil-A.
No, you said Chick-fil-A.
No, I didn't. I said
Chick-fil-A.
No Chick-fil-A.
Engagement.
I don't know what's going on. Bye.
Bing.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys Wayne Willie James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.